She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, along with the fabulous Andrea Donsky. And I have to say, I think my husband, Andrea, is going to live to be like 120, because every morning he makes his own, he calls it tea, even though there's really no tea in it, but he takes a turmeric and cinnamon and cardamom and ginger, and he drinks it every single day. And all of those things are so important. And turmeric is so big right now. It seems like whenever you're talking about some sort of health discussion, or if I'm reading stuff online, I keep hearing about turmeric. And another big one is magnesium. Now, Ashley Koff, who's a fantastic registered dietitian and joins us twice a month here on the show, is going to be calling in a moment. But Andrea, is this something too? Oh, she's here. Okay, well, let's talk about turmeric and magnesium, the season's dynamic duo. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. We're great. I don't know if you heard, but my husband's going to live to 120 because he makes a drink every morning with turmeric and cinnamon and cardamom and ginger. And I got to start catching up.
I did. And if he throws a little cacao in, or if he throws in some Naturcom, he's good. He's got the two covered, right, in terms of the magnesium as well. Yeah. Or maybe that's how you can beat him. We won't tell him. That's right. Well, we're not in the business of just living long. We're in the business of living really well. And I think what's so exciting about, to me, about this duo, as we're calling it, is that, you know, I think we're finally at a place where we understand that it's not about like grabbing one particular food or just one ingredient, which may sound silly, as I just said, two ingredients. But that really what we're trying to do is help the body promote healthy responses. And so to me, what I like to explain to people is, you know, for too long we've demonized stress, right? Stress is this thing that we want to get rid of. And I can't tell you the number of people that have come to me and said, my doctor said I should just not stress. And I'm like, and what are you here? Like more stressed out than when you left your doctor, right? or, you know, somebody says to me, I've got this inflammation going on. You know, how do I stop it? And it's like, so we're not looking to stop inflammation. We're not looking to stop stress. But what we're looking to do is actually find ways to counterbalance them or to promote healthy responses. So we can promote a healthy stress response. I'm not even kidding you. There is such a thing. And we can also promote a healthy inflammatory response, which is collectively what magnesium and turmeric and its superpowers within it, the root, can do together. And I suppose it would be fair to say I took magnesium as a mineral as opposed to saying picking one food where magnesium is found. Naturally, I spark to cacao because I love chocolate, but I think it's important to point out why magnesium is so critical today, and that is because it has been, a lot of our food has the magnesium processed out of it. So when you go from a shaft of wheat or a whole grain to a white flour, you lose as much as 80% of the magnesium. So what we know as one of our most potent, the genius of magnesium is that it sits inside of our cells or comes inside of our cells. And when stress happens, calcium likes to come inside the cell, and magnesium kicks it back out. And so what magnesium is really doing there is downgrading our stress levels. So we need it back in our food. And so it is found in a ton of, you know, you can't, if you're eating things like hemp seeds, I love, you know, I make a bowl of, I always add hemp hearts to my oatmeal, and oats also have some magnesium in them. The whole grains do. And it's also found in our greens and our vegetables in a natural balance to calcium, because the two of them work hand in hand. They work. They actually work in opposition, I think, would be the best way to say it.
So let's talk about the type of calcium. Now, I know that you're a big fan of a Naturcom, like you mentioned, and I know that it's a great product. How, in terms of taking magnesium, should we be taking it daily, a couple times a day? You mentioned, obviously, in times of stress, we're in greater need for it. You know, is it a supplement? Is it a powder? Like, what do you recommend?
So first of all, and so the kind of magnesium actually is important. What we see sometimes in supplements is we see a cheap form of magnesium, magnesium oxide, and that is not going to be absorbed as well. Especially we're talking about during, we're trying to combat stress, and during stress, our absorption is reduced. I won't say inhibited, but it's reduced anyway. So we want a well-absorbed form. So I look at magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate, which is a little bit more expensive. So I tend not to look at that. And I actually look at a powdered form. One of the reasons I love Natural Calm, and I do work with them. I've worked with them for years. But the main reason is that the day that I found it, it changed my life. Like, I literally take magnesium, Natural Calm magnesium every night.
It's a great product. I mean,
yeah,
I know why
fantastic.
You work with them, because they're a fabulous product.
Yeah. And so
well, I need to try that.
Yeah.
Because I've been under a lot. I've been under tremendous stress.
Yeah.
Something going on at home. And I am just. So
and, you know, I'll find, and Lisa, one of the things I would say, too, is that I even, like, notice sometimes I think I can handle that extra, I love a macchiato, and I have it, and I notice that, like, I'm, you know, thankfully I don't drive anymore, because it would have been, it would be road rage, but I notice I'm just a little too on edge, and I actually will take magnesium, or, you know, I was mentioning PMS before. So I think there are moments where you can have it, and I actually take it to go to sleep, or I also take it for muscular pain. And I prefer that as a first attempt, as opposed to starting with a medication or even another herb that or nutrient that may have a more pronounced impact. I mean, it does work very quickly, but something that's looking to turn something off, right, as opposed to ease you into. So, and the great news is that also you can take it in a bath form. There's creams, but let's go back to the magnesium piece. So when to take it, how to take it. So the key thing in that part is if you are taking a calcium, you need to be taking a magnesium. So I also love New Chapter Organics. I work with them. I'm very, you know, I talk a lot about bone health. And I tell people all the time, if you're getting your calcium, your D, your K, like in a bone strength, and great quality, good forms, you still need your magnesium. And the main reason for that is that most of us actually, I know people think they don't get calcium in their diet. Most of us actually are getting calcium in our diet, but certainly if we're adding calcium in a supplement form, we need to make sure that we're catching up by adding magnesium. So I'm looking for them to be at more of a one-to-one ratio. Sometimes if people have constipation, headaches, or other things, I actually will reduce their calcium intake and increase their magnesium intake. But so, and then in terms of when to take it, there's no contraindication. I usually tell people to take it in the evening. So I have this routine. If anyone wants to follow it, I put my phone on its holder, and that means I put it away, and that's the moment when I make my Natural Calm. So at that moment that I'm saying to myself, no more digital connection, is also the moment that I'm usually making my magnesium. And that's just my, it's also when I'm writing out my list to make sure that I don't go to bed thinking about, you know, a gazillion and one things. And granted, that's me in my, like, great space. You know, if I'm on the road or I'm out or, you know, other things are happening, then a lot of times what I'm doing is I'm just having the magnesium kind of as I'm brushing my teeth and getting in that mode. Because, as I said, it helps me to relax in terms of going to sleep. The other thing that it's doing is it's helping the body relax internally, which also means from a digestive standpoint, it's sort of shifting things into the space where we want it to be for us to have optimal sleep. So really favorable there. And the other part is I love it in conjunction with turmeric. So one of the things to bring us over to the other part, and the reason I call them a dynamic duo, is, you know, we talk a lot about inflammation, and remember, we want to promote a healthy inflammatory response. We're not talking about turning off inflammation, which is what medications often will do, but we're talking about making sure that we have enough of the signals in our body that downregulate inflammation in the same way we want to have relaxation from stress. And so I actually, if I don't have access to turmeric root in my food, then what I do often is earlier in the day, I tend to do a supplemental form of turmeric. I love New Chapter. I've taken Gaia. Gaia has this new turmeric boost.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so fun because it's got like some of those herbs that I can throw into a smoothie. You know, and what we're looking for there is organic turmeric. We're looking for the whole turmeric root. We're not looking for just the curcuminoids being extracted and how they're extracted. So, you know, I think that can mean we see a lot of turmeric today because it's very popular, and a lot of the extractions are not keeping all of the benefits of the herb intact. So
Ashley,
I think we should
do a show on turmeric. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but let's do a show on turmeric because I think it has such amazing compounds and the benefits. So I think our next show should be on turmeric and about its benefits. But we love you, Ashley. We have to go now. And